Rabbi Yossi Chazam, Parshas Korach, slightly the entire way in Manchester.
Story is told that after the Istalkus of the Sosemis, a Yidl came, Chosid came to his Mamalimokim, Dimremes, and he asked him a shaila in business. He had different options to take. And Dimremes gave him a tshuva, and it was Nisbarer that Lefi, the tshuva of the Ger Rebbe, he lost money. Falir. So, anyway, a few days later, the Emes Kiyadua used to go on his famous walks. So he took this fellow along, and he was a Baruch HaKodesh, he could read people's mind. And he said to him in the middle of the walk that L'chure Koyrach was an Odom Godel, as we'll discuss. Right? Is Vi Kuntus that Koyrach was Choylik on Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest human being who ever walked this planet. So the Imre Emes said Pashut, because he learned from last week's parsha. Shlach lecho, says Rashi, lecho ledaitcho, right? You went after Moshe Rabbeinu's menung, after his malach, right? And it caused a churban, a bechil adairis. So after the meraglim, right, Koyrach decided Moshe Rabbeinu got it wrong, and therefore, so what's wrong? So Koyrach is right. Why is he wrong? Said the Imre Emes to this chassid, who was thinking that the Rebbe messed up my even if the Rebbe makes a mistake, Abba Rebbe blighted. And that's why that was the tolos of Koyrach. And Lebesuyf is Gala Milsa, that had he not taken the Imre Emes's Eitza, and would have taken the other Eitza, the other option, he would have lost a lot more. And it's a very deep, deep story. But to understand it, let me just be makdim. Dagdomba to this week's parish. Everyone knows that all the Sforim Akdashim are Malayim, that Koyrach was an Odom Godel Vanok. I'm just going to push the mitch, right? In fact, Suchina Rebbe said, the Kodesh Nesor Magid, when it came to Shabbos Parshas Koyrach, he said, to speak in praise of Koyrach, I can't. He was Mesar Moshe Rabbeinu. To speak against Koyrach, I can't. And therefore you'll find in the Sefer Avodah Yisrael, there are no Torahs of Parshas Koyrach. Didn't know what to do. And it's told that the Chayza, we used to every year find a schus, a limud schus for Koyrach, whom we used to call the Heilige Zayde Koyrach, because the Chayza could do it in the Shprachas Horowitz, or Eindeklach of Shmuel Hanovi, right, who comes from Koyrach. So every year he was matstik, the Heilige Zayde Koyrach. In fact, the Tzadikim Taich, Rashi brings Parshazu Yofa Nidreshes, you could darshan the Kavona of Koyrach also Yofa. Agamein good, Agamein Lashem Shemai. And you look in Tzifta Tadik in this week's Parsh in the Pilzer, he brings from his Zedek Lisharim Dvorim Noiroim about the godless of Koyrach. First of all, he says he was on the Madrega Mak Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Hoyer, just parenthetically, work out the Gimachia. Not many Gimachias today, I'm sorry to tell you. But if you take Koyrach, 308, Yitzhar, his father, is 305. How much is 308 and 305? 613, a very special number in Judaism, which also happens to be the Gimachia, Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah? And on the Pasuk, Vayikach Koyrach, what did he take, says the Medrash? Lokach Talis, he took his Talis. And went to take an eitzah of advice from his wife. Now, what did he take his talis for? So, the Chori, you and I would learn Pashtos. He took his talis because he wanted to come with the talis you call tchelus. Ask the Chedusharim. He's starting to ask halachas shailus from his wife. Even if she has to know halachas, she's not mechuyev in tzitzis. What does she know about a talis? Narvaz, the Koyrach prepared Levushi Kovid, which the Levushim always mean the Torah mitzvahs, that a Kabbalah was a mitzvah, yeah, which a person will go Lachameh Rashmashana before the Kisiyah Kovit. and he wanted to see if his levushim are clean, are noki, or right. And therefore, he went to see to ask his wife and to see his wife's levushim. Kiyodua the Gemara in Ksuvet Daf Samach Zayin, Bar Ukva and his wife used to give surreptitiously matonas to the food to the poor. And once the ani was peering his head out, and they jumped into the oven, right? And his thighs were burning. So his wife said to him, "Put your feet on top of my feet, and you'll be protected," because she wasn't at all affected by the fiery flames of the tanner. Why? Because she was mekarva hana osayu. She was shishkicha beveisa, and she kumt ois. Right? The Chazal say it's a midrash unbelievable that when Eishes Koyrach went down to Gehenim, they were mitzanin Gehenim for her. Hello. Says the Chlisharim, there must have been a ribui revolving. There was no one in all of Kahal Adas Yisrael who was shokel in mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim like Koyrach v'ishti. Unbelievable. You know, the stories of the greatest of tzaddikim, they were mitzvah and gehenim, the bach, the whole, you know, you do it, right? If the Medrash Chazal say, kimlehu, this is not something you can make up. You know, there's a Kabbalah from tzaddikim for Chazal. That the fact that they were mitzvah and gehenim for Eishes Koyrach means that when he went to check his begodim, his bachshav elvushim, his bachshav dibur ma'isa, and his wife, they were rain, they were pure. If there was a machshav zori, if there was a pnir shalushim shemayim, there would have been a revav. The begodim would have been like begodim big day, begodim tsoyim. The Yeshua Kohen Gadol wore, which is said in Zohar Kodesh. That's how they slept him into Gehenna. The begodim tsoyim. If there's episah pnir. And the Kedushim brings in the Zohar HaKadosh that the Eibishter had in mind to make Korach, the Godel Shebel Levim, Al Derech Aaron was the Godel Shebel Gehan. And the Madrega, whatever that means, of being the Godel Shebel Levim is Oyim V'Noiriz, a Madrega Niflo. And the Kedushim says, if B'shast Yidin were surrounded and enveloped in the Anani HaKovit, if a Yidin Machni Yisrael had a Machshav Zora, a Machshav Pogum, you know what happened? Poltosia Onan. The Onan would kick him out. And if that's true in Machne Yisrael, Mikolshkin, Vachavachoymer, Machne Shina. Right? And if that's true generally, someone who's carrying the Orin, Minoisya Orin, Allah is Kama Vakam. So you can begin to understand that when Korach says, Ki Kola Eidu Kulam Kiddushin, Rasicham Hashem, why? Because he felt in Zich that the Eberster is the Shechina is within him. And he had Azaz Lavus. And if Chazal say that Korach was about Ruach HaKodesh, but he had Ruach HaKodesh, he saw a Shmuel, right? You know what Madregis you have to get to be about Ruach HaKodesh? Just open up the Braisa of Pinchas Ben Yoir in Pinchas in Avodah Zorah, right? Zehirus, Zrizus, Nikius, Prishus, Taharach, Sidus, Anova, Yirin, Kedusha, and then you become a Ruach HaKodesh. It's not Korach you have to say that Korach had it all of the above. Yes, the fact that Chazal say that the Gedolei Kol Gedolei Yisrael v'Roshei Sanhedrin were noita achar Korach means that he must have been an incredibly amazing, charismatic person. A mamish a bal madrega. Uchirdua, the Satmarov brings in the Vriyoil that I say this every year that the Yismach Moshe was once talking to his grandson the Yetzivlev. And the Yismach Moshe Uchirdua said that he was three times in this world begilgul. Besides the fact that he was in the Stay Yankiv and Beislov and whatever. And he remembers the cop he got. But that's besides the point. But he remembers vividly when he was in Mitzrayim. He even remembered the kitchen in his house in Goshen. And remember all of the events, right? That was the first time. And the second time he came down in this world, he told his Einikel, was Bizman Yirmiyo. Kiyudu, I've said this before. And Tzadik said it wasn't Bizman, he was Yirmiyo. Therefore, it's Shogar al-Lashoni in Yisbach Moshe, the Lashon Ani HaGever, which is an expression used by Yirmiyo. Right? And the third time is now. So his Einikel Ditovlev said Zaydi, right? And when you were in the Midbar, and there was a Machloikis Korach, were you on Moshe Rabbeinu's side, or you were on Korach's side? He said, I was from the third group of people. We sat on the fence. I couldn't make a decision. He said, "Are you talking, Moshe? If you would have known who Korach was, you wouldn't ask such a shaila." Parenthetically, the Satmaruf said, and the Yismach Moshe was punished for the fact that he didn't take Moshe's side. He sat on the fence. Machlokes Kerach, that he said on himself that ever since then, in this Gilgul, whenever he wants to be Poyel or Dover Toiv, he always never comes easy to him. He always has to have a Machlokes with his Mestangim. He had opponents wherever he was, an eel, whatever. He had major battles, and that became as a Einish because he didn't stick up for Moshe Rabbeinu. Hello? So I see that he was an Odom Godel. And these Machmesha Allah Torah in this week's parish is the famous Medrash Pliya that every Sefer you'll open, Shtelzach. Ma roa Kerach lachloik al Moshe. Why did Kerach argue on Moshe? What's happened? Parishes Pora Dumro. Everyone, there's thousands of Ifanim. What is the connection of Pora Dumro to Kerach? And these Machmesha Taishas Kipshuta, and so you find the Shem Yishmul and others, right? Kerach, except for Moshe Rabbeinu, was the only human being who understood the time of Paraduma. Shleim HaMelech, the Chacham, Mikol Adam says, Amarti Echkama, Yerachoykim, right? And Kerach chapped it. Kerach got it. And another Sefer points out that Kerach, therefore, is Nutrikan, Kerach Roa Chukas. Roa, but to see, let me see, I also saw Chukas. I mean, Roa means, really be Roa, so you understood, right? The fee is that derech agav, the Arizal says in Zohar Rakia, Meirut Gezach, that Rabbi Akiva, you know Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva is from the Sheirish of Kerach. Hello? That's like a bit shocking, startling, right? Hello? What do you know? From what you know in Gemara, Baba Bas, I'll give you a hint, that Rabbi Akiva is Shayach to Kerach. Remember the expression, Chutz Menakareach Hazeh, the bald one? Toysus, yeah, hello? Rabbi Akiva. What exactly Rabbi Akiva had to do with baldness was another shmooze for another time. I got no time to elaborate. It's very understood if you know basic, whatever. Yeah? Why? Because Chazal say, who is the only person who understood the Nun Shari Bina? By Moshe it says, Vatachzareyu Ma'at Melikim. Moshe at least, until he came to Har Nevoi Nun Boi, he only had 49 Madrigas. He lost. Raid, right? He lost the Shara Chamishim. Who was the only other person who understood the Shara Chamishim? The Kiva, the Gemara says. Therefore, the Gemara says in Menachat Tavchav Tes, when he went to, when Moshe Rabbeinu Olo Lamorim, and he saw the Amish to Kusha Kisrei Oisius, and he asked him, what is this for? So he said, also there's a fellow called Akiva Ben Yosef Lavei Lomei, and he will be Dairish Tilim Tilim Shalachos and every Kutz Vekutz. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see it. They showed him, and he was sitting in the back of the eighth row. Why the eighth row? What does eight symbolize in Judaism? Bino. Okay, I know that also, but Bino. Mimatalamayli, if you go to Bino, right? There's Nun Shari Bino. And Rabbi Akiva was Masig, the Nun Shari Bino. Which is another name for the, if you understand, the Nun Shari Bino, Lechuri, you understand, Paraduma. As it said in form, it's called Sharha Taluma, that which is hidden, right? And that is the Sharha Nun, and therefore, Therefore, Rabbi Akiva chapted. By the way, Derech Agar, parenthetically, Lefizev et Recht, why he was called Kerach. Kuf, Reish, Ches. The Megalamukis in Veschanan, Eifin Chof Gimel says there's 50 Shari Bino and 50 Shari Malchus. Right? Hagdome A. Hagdome B, the Ostrofte says there's four general Mahalchim in Torah. Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. The Ostrofte writes, in each one, in Pshat, in Drush, in Remez, in Drush, and Sod, there's also 50 gates of understanding in each one of these. Okay? Therefore, he was called Kerach. Kuf is 100. 100 is 50 and 50. Nun Shari Bina, Nun Shari Malchus. 200 is Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod, times 50. And Ches is Bina. Kerach was Masig Gewalt. Yes? Norvos, parenthetically, it says in other form, we're from the Zid Shaver. You know what the ultimate in Sharnun is? Tachlos Ayidia, Shaloy Neidach. And that Moshe Rabbeinu chapped and Kairach, although, Bagaiva, Badakus, whatever the program was, he didn't chap that the ultimate is not knowing, which we'll discuss in a minute. Therefore, Chazal say Kerach was a Pikeach. Pikeach ba'at bash is gimatria soid. And on this, ish soid. One of the Talmidim of the Ramban brings in his droshes, b'shem midrashi harashbi, right? That Korach was a chacham adir who was masig the Suid HaMerkova. Unbelievable what Korach understood, right? Nevertheless, the Majus Rebbe Divrei Yisrael brings from his Zayda, Cheskel of Kashmir, Meirut Gevart. On this, Yankov Avinu davins, Besoida Maltove Nafshe, Bekalam Altechet Gvoidi, right? You could have all the Lashem Shemayim's, the deepest spiritual, mystical reasons in the world to make a machloikas. It's a derochim and avoidus Hashem, whatever. Aber Besoidim, and Azaz Soid, which brings to machloikas, I don't want to be associated with. Like the Kodesh of Magen famously said, a machloikas to Shem Shemayim, it's much better to have a shalom shalei l'shem shemayim. A shalom shalei l'shem shemayim is superior over a machloikas for all the greatest, loftiest reasons. And you know what Korach was? What the gematria of Korach? 308. And you add 50 because you had the 50 shari bina. So what do you got? What's 358? Nochosh. What's nochosh involves? So myself, I don't know. I'm a simple Jew, right? But a simple fact I understand is: remember, there was a fellow called Adam Arishin, right? And the Nochash HaKadmoni seduced him to sin. Says the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis and Yarish Dvash. What was the? How did he try to seduce him? Because you now know 49 gates of understanding. If you'll eat from the Eitz Hadas, by now you're on Madrega Vatachsereu Ma'at Melikim. Eat from the Eitz Hadas. You'll reach that. The pasuk says, "Kilo yirani al devachoy." That's Mesiras Nefesh. I'm willing to die, right? To be toyin from the tzadas to understand ladas kol rosoidach gevalt. Like the Kohanim Gedolim in the second base of Mikdash, they knew they won't be Moiti Shnotzon, but the experience of going in, Bakudish Bima Yamakot, they're willing to make the Nefesh for it. So the Nachash tried to seduce to get into the Shara Chamishim. By the way, that's why, according to one man, the Omer in Brochus, what was the Eitz Hadas? She took Anovim, the Sochata, and she squeezed it, right? What is this? The Gemara elsewhere says in Brochus, famously, right? Daf Lamed Zayin. What the meaning of the Pasuk in Yeshaya? Ayin li rosa li kimzu l'secha. What's the Ayin li rosa? Yayin Hamishumer Banova Mishesh Mebresh. She tried to give him that Yayin Hamishumer, the deepest, deepest secrets of Torah, the Shara Nun. It's alt gewaldig. Therefore, Korach plus Nun, but you know, you create, as you soon see, a Nochosh. Right? And that's why it was Yayin, and Yayin is Gimashriya Sod. And by the way, there, I've often told you, I'm not getting involved in it now, there are 50 gates of understanding ultimately. Elsewhere it says the Shivim Panam LaTorah. 49 are normal. The 50th level is made up of 21 Eifanim. And 49 and 21, which is Gematria Eke, which is future tense, that is the ultimate. Whatever, it's irrelevant. The point is, Korach was trying to reach something, a very, very lofty Madrega, which, as the Sforim Akhtashim, the Arizal famously says, Sadek Adam Yifrach, Sefer Tevis Korach, he was trying to reach a Madrega which is not available here and now in this world. But it was the Hoibin a person. Where did he go wrong? Says the Kedush Arim. Chalal say, Korach shepikeach hoyo maro lishtuzu. Said the Holy Kedush Arim, Korach was such a pikeach, maro lishtuzu. Why did he do such a folly to try to be a pikeach? It's a deep word. The Gemara says, Chana prayed for her children. V'nasato lamoscho zera noshim, says the Gemara, lechochum v'litipish. Said the Kedush Arim, siklig echteisht. It's not kedai always to be so smart. I'm all, you have to have bittul, you have to have all, you have to have anov, etc. But al kaponim, I see that Korach was the loftiest of lofty people. Chazal and Medrash, Tushrim said, is Madregas Moshe. Says clearly, Asher Yachtav Nam Tiksoid, that Korach and Aaron were ikum. Together, they could. Look, the Bnei Yisoscha brings the Agar the Kalim, the Sikh Parshah, B'Shem Rebbe, the Mendelim Niver. How do you know a Dover Shebikdusha is Ein Pachas Me'asor? So you learn the Gemara Megillah. How did the Gemara Megillah learn it from? Asya Eida Eida, Asya Teich Teich. V'tashti B'soich B'nei Yisrael. And here it says, He Bodlu Misoich Eida. And here it says, here by Meragli, by Korach. And there it says, Admosai Le'eida Harazo. It's Meraglim were 10. Israel Eida means 10. Toich Toich. Israel Mirtashti B'soich B'nei Yisrael. So where every time you say Borchu and Kaddish Kiddush, anything of the where are you learning it from? from Kairach and Meragl. Is Al Korach and Musman Zogim that these were not simple people. Right? The Tzaddik says in Pritzaddik, in this week's parasha, where did Kairach get the chutzpah, the azos, to argue against Moshe? Pasha. Because Kairach was an ish, he looked, made a cheshbin on nefesh. And he held that he was on the madreg of Libi Chol Bekirbi, as said by David HaMelech, Sh'en Li Yitzhara, Georger Betainis. And therefore, if he has an atiyah to be Cholik on Moshe, and since he's totally eradicated the bad and negativity and the Yitzhara from his personality, from his character, that must be the Rosan Hashem. And if he thought for a minute that the Eibishter won't be happy with him, you got to be crazy. Why do you put his life on line? Is that he thought this is Rosan Hashem. Till now, there was an hug of Moshe and Aaron. Now, there's a new hug necessary in the world. Right? Norvo says, where did he go wrong? Right? Because Kolzman, the world is not come to its tikkun, which Korach, right? Then if there's, even the world, in Velt, in Umas Olam, there's still the Yetzirah and there's Klip in Zuama, right? Then as the world, you can never trust your own heart. Mi Yomer. The Kedushim says in the Chavot, this is the Tzaddik above quoted, right? You know where he went wrong? Kairach Gewalt had loftiest of Madrigas possible. But you know where all of his Madrigas came from? From Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Tzaddik. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Tzinor. And anything that Kairach had came from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Tver Shleimer says the same to Chinat. The Pasuk says, Hashem Tzaddik Yivchon. The Eibishter tests the Tzaddik. What's the test? Sometimes the Eibishter in the Shemayim gives a person Madregas Niflois, awesome, incredible, amazing, unbelievable Madregas. Right? And the Madregas which you're giving, Gufa, is in the Soyim. Will you become haughty? Will you become conceited? Will you hear the shadow? I'm going to give Kairach, give Valt, Madregis, and Ruach HaKodesh, and Al-Sogis, L'mayil, and Oilemus. And let's see if he's still able to mevatel himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. All right? And therefore, the Kodesh Glover says, that's pshat, that Kairach Tain, a talis shekuli tchelis, a talis which is completely, and all that tchelis means, or a bias which is moly sforim, and all that means, right? Nevertheless, the Kodesh Glover says in Eretz Tzvi, that sometimes the Kedusha which is generated from the fringe, from the outside of the door, is greater than the Kedusha which is in the person goofing. And therefore, you always need a Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Because without Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Kairach, Dos Gufa was the Nisayon of Kairach. What will you do with this Madrig? Be'emes, therefore, in Pasuk it says, Vayimen Hashem al Moshe al Aaron, He bodlu mitecha eda hazois, v'achalo yisim kerega, I'll destroy them. Vayiplu al pneim, right? They're awestruck. Vayim, what do they say? Kel elekei arucho is l'chol bosor. Okay, that's a simple question. It's not an original, the Ramban answer. What's Pshat? Moshe Tainis, for Kal Yisrael, one person sins, and Abraham should be angry at everybody. If Kal Yisrael, I'm not going through all the Midrashim in this, it's like the whole business. If the Hamoinam, the masses, Kal Yisrael, was Noita Achri Moshe, so what is Moshe Rabbeinu going to be mispalled for them? Elamai, you're going to say that the klal, the masses, the hoipla, whatever, were noita achar kairach. So then how could Moshe Rabbeinu say ishechad yechtan? It wasn't one man sitting, it was all kazi tolsin. Hello? Good kash, you know? What? So therefore, one Shmerel Peter from the Eir of Rav told the Jews to worship the golden calf. Therefore, man of shach. Were the Eden Nigger Boss or Kairach Sinish? Is it a Ishechad Yechta or not? Bottom line. Says the Satmarov in Divriel, a Moyer de Gevort. Moyer de Gevort. The MS is that if it was Dawson Vaviren leading the mob, right? And they're a Shoyim, Oidimei from Mitzrayim, right? And you listen to Dasam Aviran over Moshe Rabbeinu, kaput, it's all over. But Kairach was not some any Tamdik and Harry. That's Moshe Tainin. the melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael. Ho'ish echad yechto. Who is the ho'ish echad? Kerach. By the way, the Satmar Rebbe said this word. I saw the Lechem Shleimer from the Shem Leir. It's all the exact word. This is Alpi Digduk. I'm not a, right? It just said, if it was only a hey, it was a hey atemo, a question, it should have said a patach. Ha'ish echad yechto, right? But it says it with a comment. Ho'ish echad yechto. So the ho'ish, the hey, is not going on the making a question. It's making a statement. Kerach is ho'ish. Where do you have a similar expression? You remember you say every day? Es akeves ha echad tasev aboiker. Yeah. So what does the Gemara say? Ha keves. If it says keves, what does it got to say? Ha echad. Ha echad is a miyuchad shebe edroi. When it says ha ish echad yechto, it's a miyuchad shebe doir. It's kairach. So how could you have kindness and call Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu says, because they were nigger after a person who was an awesome, incredible person. Yet, obviously, after everything is said and done, however much you want Malam Eskhus and Kairach, he made a terrible, gruesome mistake. At the end of the day, there's a famous story where someone came to, I can't remember what the whole story was, someone came to Reb Chaim with wanted a skoma on a sefer. Whatever, the brisker bring all this down. And Reb Chaim, he looked at the sefer, and he saw there that he brings a Seder Hadoiris, that when Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi had the machlokes and the Seder Parshias, Rabbeinu Tam made Alil Shemayim, and he found Moshe Rabbeinu, he discussed with Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, I was Mekabel, Moshe Rabbeinu argued like Rashi, right? And Rabbeinu Tam argued against Rashi, and he said, well, Tugim Menochas, hello? Rabbeinu Chaim said, he's not going to give a Haskama on the Sefer, unless the guy is mashmid, the Malchaber is mashmid, the Sketch. It's apikursus. Aye, it says in Seder Adoiris. Aye, it could be a list of midrashim. Irrelevant. To argue against Moshe Rabbeinu is to be oikir the Yisoy des Hadas. God, the Berach Moshe is an interesting vort. The Medrash in Shmiz Rabba says on the Pasuk initially, Nivchor Shem mi Oishar Rav, Nivchor Shmoishal Moshe mi Asher Shal Kerach. The name of Moshe is greater, overweighs the wealth of Kerach. Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibush Shal Kerach, and Eishi Yeshtach HaOishar, Ata Mevakesh, because you have a lot of wealth, big fat bank account. Therefore, what you're so haughty, so conceited. Can I ask you pshat in this midrash? When you say X is nifchar, is better, is choicer, is superior to Y, we have two things which are bedora deuna. They have an erech to each other. Hello, and you say X is better than Y. What in the world does geld got to do with the Moshe Rabbeinu, Mifchar Min Anushi, that doing Kol HaNaviim, I don't know, whatever, Eved Hashem? They're not in the same. What do you mean? The Hebrews chose Mifchar Shmoy Shal Moshe from the. Who cares about geld? Where does geld come from the picture? What's the tzug like? The Satmarov says the Berach Moshe is a Meritik of Ord. There's a Drashas Haran. There's a Haran Lazy Yesod. There's two madregas that Moshe was masik. One is lefi erech. Moshe was whatever. Mifcha menushi af poshut b'teva b'leida, whatever, from his parents who were gedolei gador. Alam ailus onochten a gehor of it every second of his life, and with mesiras nefesh, with all the madregas of Moshe as an eved Hashem. Achutz them, says the Ran. Achutz what any human being could be masig, bekoyach anushi. However great you are, you have an IQ of 543, right? And you're oivid every second of your life. The Eibishter then gave Moshe Rabbeinu madregis, which are skuli, which are bederech nisi, which are totally lamaila miderech hateva, which no other human being could have. Why? In order that generations later, no of you should overcome. Well, I'm also as I'm saying a nevuah. No one, dafka the Eibush understand Moshe with madregas that we can't even begin to understand. His uncle, the Divrei Yoel, says lefizel also pshat. You remember the by when Miriam spoke against Moshe? So the pasuk says the Eibush said to Miriam, "Madua leyereisim ledaber b'Moshe." Ba'avdi Moshe, so Chazal Darsh and Rashi, Ba'avdi Afal Pishena Moshe, Ba'avdi Afal Pishena Avdi. Stel Dr. Shaila, I understand, Ba'avdi Afal Pishena, anything else we can get any Eved Hashem. What's the end of Moshe Afal Pishena Avdi? There's hundreds of pirushim. Some have said based on this drasha zarach poshut. There's ba'avdi afal pisheni moshe. The madregis that Moshe was masik through his avedus Hashem, through his aveda. Then there are madregis that he was given as Moshe. Not he worked for it, not he toiled for it. These are not humanly accessible to any human mind, whoever. And that was given to Moshe. Afal pisheni avi. It wasn't something that he horrified on. Right? It was given to him atonim el mail. Either way, in other words, the madregas of Moshe, chutz that he was over Hashem, the madregas that he was over Hashem, chutz what he was given milmailo, are all awesome. And therefore, says the Berach Moshe, when Chazal say nivcher shmoy shel Moshe be osher shel Kerach, there's no tzuglech. It means the osher of Kerach beruchnis. Obviously, otherwise it's not comparable, right? Al derech Chazal say on the pasuk pasuk kelos vasavei la osher, right? Elu tamid chachomim shashirim b'teir mitzvus. And on this we say the madrega of Moshe nivcher shei Moshe, even not what he heard of it in al b'she'ene avdei is also incomparable to anyone else. Which, by the way, reminds me of a famous story that when the Mittel Rebbe of Lubavitch was nostalgic, the Chassidim wanted, the Tzemach Tzedek didn't want to take on the Rabbi Zivu, so the Chassidim asked Rabbi Isaac Humler, one of the Chassidim of Ruach HaKodesh, at the Hoibini, he maybe he should become Rebbe. And they brought him a chariot, like a Rebbe or whatever, carriage, to bring him to, what? He got into the carriage, and afterwards he remembered that the Rebbe once told him to do a chesed with his descendants, and not to take on the Rabbi Zivu. So immediately he remembered that the Rebbe told him, he went back into his house. Ois Rebbe. Ois Kapelishmach. Right? And he said he has zero regret for not taking on this job. It's not a tzror, it's an avdus. The only thing he regrets is b'shas, he sat in that carriage for the 2 minutes, the heavens by him opened up when it was a havamina, which wasn't even a maskona. To become a man of Yisrael, he was granted milam madregas, and that he regrets that he lost that when he went back to private life. Well, all I'm saying now, b'derech hakdamah, now we can begin to share, Korach therefore was an odum godl banok. So the shaila is, where did he go wrong? Like, what's the nekuda of Korach? Right. This I need to spend like 5 hours discussing, but I'll give you b'kitzer. Okay. Can I ask you a question, a simple question? When did, chronologically, the story of Korach, Machloikas Korach, when did it take place? Huh? You say after the Meraglim. Either because you learned it in the Psukim, or you learned the Rashbam and Tosfos and Baba Basra, Kuf Yutes. Because usually most B'nai Torah, that's how they know Psukim, right? Because they learned it somewhere in Baba Basra, right? Because it's brought in Seder Olam Rabba, Berachas, fine. How do I know? Because the tiny is by the Korach. Af el eret zavas cholcholav udvash lo yavisanu is a chayyeh that's after the gzeiras hamiraglim, but midbar hazayitom pashut. So far so good, yeah. Do I have a kasha for you? Rashi in the beginning of Dvorim says, where's the remez for the machloikus of Korach chatzeris? Okay. Where did shiluach? Anyone? I only got to remember a week ago. Where did shiluach hamiraglim take place from? Midbar Paran. Do you remember in the Seder of the Membeis Masois? Vayisu mei chatzeres vayachtnu b'midbar Paran. Hello? So how could possibly, chronologically, the story of Korach take place, the Chet of Korach take place before the Meraglim? So go over that. Why am I telling you this? Because this is not just think for a quiz question in a pub. The Gila Maisa to understand what is the level of Korach. The Rebbe once famously said, Nesicha, Chilek Gimel, Chilek Dal, why Taka, the Fida say the Oilam, the Machlikas Korach, took place after the Meraglim? The Chura chronologically, if he was Ma'ar on Aaron, so he should have woken up in Matan Torah, Tzi, Rish Chodesh Nissen, whatever. Right, even on Elitzof and Ben Uzil, he was already appointed by the Minui in the beginning of Chodesh Iyar, Shana Shniyah. Now the Meraglim took place, it ended off in Tisha B'Av. Months pass. Why didn't Korach wake up to rebel against the authority of Torah earlier? What was up now? I'm not going through the whole. The sikha, the bottom line of the sikha is, I'm going to soon tell you the theory to it, is that what was the lesson of the Meraglim? I say every year, right? Meraglim wanted to live, they did the Torah Echle Amon. They wanted to live surrounded by Nanei HaKovid, living by Derech Nisi, and they don't want to go into Erech Nisheveshk. Why was the Eibush against them? Because the end of the day, the purpose of the world is, right? And not to have a bunch of angels sitting around in Atzilus and breathing in Tzira and Asiya and down here in the Midbar eating mon. The Eibush wants you to go to work, etc., etc., etc. And therefore, since the Meraglim wanted to live their idyllic, utopian existence, that was against the Ratzon Rel. Is the Charaya, what's the Iker in life? The mind, the heart, the emotion, the spiritual, or the actual Maisehu Iker? Action. So after Kairach learned the lesson from the Meraglim, that's actual, concrete Maise in Olam Hazeh, Agashmi, practical Torah mitzvahs that count. So now he tines now of Bazoi, he's now rebels against Moshe Aaron. Why? Put it logical. If you're dealing with Kavono, Madregis, Yehudi, Marav Eilumis, then how could you compare Moshe Rabbeinu or Aaron according to anybody else? Oh, but now the Iker, you put on tefillin, Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillin. Are you going to compare your Shibud Alev, your Kavonis, your Yehudim in your tefillin to Moshe? No. But if the Iker is the Maisa, hello? Is there a difference between your Hanukkah tefillin and practical mitzvahs? We're all the same. It's all bottom line. Doing the, you take need a grove and you need a whatever. But Maduat is Nasu al Kal Hashem Azan Hoga, which is totally lemaila from whatever, right? That is inappropriate. That's what Kairach Tain. That's one mahalach. In many others form, I'll show you how it's all true, right? It's not a steer. Okay, I'll give you that one gematria. Vayikach Kairach ben Yitzar is gematria shlach lecho anoshu. How do you like that? Which means there is a connection between the same aveir. Oh, I have no time. This is terrible. Bottom line, I'm telling you, avor, you look at yourself. In all the Sforim HaKadoshim, in Yitav Lev, in this week's parasha, in Yitav Yisim, in this week's parasha, in the Madura Revia of the what do you call it again, of the Divrei Shol from the Shalom Meshiv, in the Yeshuas Yankiv, in Arachayim, everybody, the Moshe Rebbe, the Yisrael Brocha, the Ben Yilchayim, everyone says the same Likud. Fakert, that Kairach was menagid to Mitzvah's Maisis. I'll give you a simple example. Veikach Kairach says the Medrash, Liboy Lochud. His heart took him. So everything you do is by your heart. Right? But Moshe Rebbeinu answers, Bezois Teidun Ki Hashem Shulchani Laso Yisrael Maisim Eila Ki Loimi Libi. The opposite of the left card. What's going on here? And many other seriously. Bottom line, they say that Kairach was this rabbi doctor type. How do I know? Because Kairach scrambled letters, the word chakar. He's a mechker, doctor type. And that's all for staying. And all the rabbi doctor types, you don't have to do the practical minutiae of the mitzvahs, are not so important. The ikar is Rachman Liba boy, to have your heart in the right place, have the understanding, the intellectual. The actual practice of the mitzvahs, kosher or not, irrelevant. Right? That's that the Moshe Rebbe says. The Tanav Eliyahu called him Mezalzel Ben Tilos Yadayim Simin Ralu, and on him the pasuk says V'Hoya Kishmoya Divrei Allah Zoyis V'Yisbarech B'Levov Leimer Shalom Yili Ki B'Shirus Libel. And really, you ask the kasha, not Ki B'Shirus Libel, because Afal Pisa B'Shirus Libel. No, the Rosh says I'm going after my heart, that I have to be Zoyer in the Tilos Yadayim, which means it's obviously a symbol of Esakapay al Mitzvisecha Sharhofti. It's not enough to love mitzvahs. You got to put your hands and do it. That's why you put on tefillin. First comes the Shal Yad, Nasa. Then comes the Nishma, the Shal Rosh. Because Man Shabbat Nechi Yushnayim. If you mezalzel in the Tilos Yadayim, which is the Enid of Maisa, Toynish. Right? That's why by the Meraglim it says by the Lev says in the Sikh Parish, I'm not soisim as Hashem, Leimer, Hayesh Hashem bikirbeinu imoyim. Is it good enough to have the Abrish to bikirbeinu in your heart, or other the heart is garnished? Right? And then comes Amalek. Why? Sharafu what? Yedeyim midivrei Torah. And how do you fight against Amalek? Moshe, Gover, he picks up his hand for Gover Yisrael. It's all about hands. And therefore here it says, look in this form. There's 1,001 diyukim in this week's parsha. which are understood of Ki Hashem Shulchani Lasseis is called a Ma'isim Eilu. Koyrach said we don't need the Machshavas, whatever. So the Etzim is, and this is brought out in many forms. The Emes is the Satmarov says in the real Amir Digimot, which is Matavik everything. The Ramban says Amir Digiyusot. Chronologically, when did the Machlikas of Koyrach break out the Poyul? After the Shiluach HaMeran, after the Tisha B'Av, after the Bechiyah L'Doyra story. Why? Pasha. Because when you went out of Mitzrayim, Ba'oisis and Moisim, Asara Makis and Kriyas Yamsuf and Rotsuk Aliyam, nobody in their right mind would argue against Moshe. He's like the one of the great liberator. Then you come to Har Sinai, everything is going great. You're about to receive Torah, the greatest moment in human experience. Great. Then you had the Durchfall, right, of the Eagle. Yeah, the Eagle? Hello? Yeah? A Churban on Moshe. The Bianchel of Shurz, you say, that's the connection in Dvorim between Chatzeris and Dizov. 1 minute you're tiny, you can't live a minute without Moshe, you make it, without a leader, you're making a kelbul. And now you're tiny, Mamad of Shach, you can't, call it, I don't need a leader, I don't need a Rebbe. It's a steer in itself. And whatever, that's another issue. Yes? So, and then Davidson wants to destroy the Kal Yisrael and start up with Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu sits there 120 days, Pearl Yeshuas. At this moment in time, is anyone in their right mind going to argue that he saved your life? He saved Kal Yisrael. He was willing to Moshe Nefesh himself. Moshe's 100% ratings in the poll are favorable. Now comes after the Ramban, comes the Meraglim, and the Eibush tells him, sorry Charlie, but Midbar Azayitomu, you're all going to die. Right? Guess what? Moshe Rabbeinu's rating as a leader plummeted. It went south, as they say. He failed. That was the original story I told you from the Imre Emes. Right? Seemed to get it all wrong. Now, Koyrach, the populist, using expediency, now's the time to launch my rebellion. But where did Koyrach concoct his rebellion? Way before. He was before the whole Meraglim, here, Bachatzeris, he already had his plan. But it wasn't expedient politically to raise it at a time that measured 100% popularity rating. Now he pops in. You with me? It goes further, but I have no time to elaborate. Yeah? What's Devort? Devort is, Koyrach is, this is what I want to speak about today, some other time. Koyrach be'etzem is machloikas. Ve'yikach Koyrach, ve'ispuli Koyrach. The name of the Melech famous said, it's like the second day that Koyrach is gvuris, second day, where there's a schism, a barrier, a separation between Elyonim and Tachtoinim, between Chesed and Gvura, between whatever. I want to just tell you one word the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says, Lulu Shabbos, Kimmel Thomas. Look at the letter Koyrach, Kuf, Reish Ches. Look at these three letters. I always say this to my children. The Gemara says this world was created with which letter? Kibeko Havaya Tzur Elamim, Ehe. Ehe has three Kav. The Shalot, it's all the Sforim, Akhtarim, Kabbalah, Machshava, Dibur and Maisa. You need to have thought. Your thought, your machshava, your Torah learning has to govern everything you do. It's connected to your Dibur, you have to express it. On the left side, you have Maisa. Now a person could make the mistake, right, and say, I don't need Maisa. I'm a rabbi doctor, I'm living in the world of intellect, the thought, whatever, I don't need to do practical mitzvahs. You get rid of the Kav, Hasmolus on the hay, you know what you're left with? Reish. You decide, okay, Iker is Maisa, action, this world. But you can just do what you want, like your Torah is not so important, because Iker is Maisa Iker. You go down all the way in Dreher and Yoni Harishus, and then you sink, and that's letter Kuf. Alternatively, you could say, I need Maisa, right? But my Maisa is perfect. I should give COVID to this person, who's the Aaron, who's Ibodle, Kodesh Kodoshim, he does Maisa, I do Maisa, we're all the same. When you think that your maise is attached to your Torah, and there's nothing hecher, and there's no she'ifa for hecher in your life, then you get a ches. And I have no time to elaborate. These are the three things that you menaget to emes. Emes stands for Moshe, Mezuzah, Tcheles, and I have time to, someday I'll explain where each one of these three things corresponds to one of the three letters. Aaron. What was Koyrach Ma'aron? Aaron, Mezuzah, and Tcheles. And each one is this answers 100, ain't complicated. The Iker Kvetch is that a person has to know that you have to strive, that you have to create a dwelling place for Hashem. This is what I want to talk about, really. You need Maisa. But not enough Maisa. You need Maisa which is lichtig. You can't just have Maisim in itself. Mitzvahs, good things. Which is not, when the Eibishter wants a dira b'tachtoinim, wants a dira b'tachtoinim, where there's a lecture where you could see, you could appreciate. Otherwise, what's the cheshmin? You ask yourself, the Olam Haba comes after Olam Hazeh. If you're Ma'ilam Bakoidesh, and Yofesh, or Achaz, or Tshuva, Ma'isim, Toivim, Olam Hazeh, so why does Olam Haba come after Olam Hazeh? Think about it. The Alter Rebbe said in the Gute Torah, the expression in Chazal is Tshuva u'masim toivim. It's not enough to have maisim, it has to be toivim, milichtige maisim. So you need both the maisa and the Torah. You need not just to do, but you need to become a Baal Midas, and you need to understand what you're doing with Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem, which is the Indian of the Tzitzis over the Makif of the Talos. I don't have to elaborate, right? And then you get Shlemus. And therefore, the Tikkun comes, Dafke, in this month of Tammuz. I don't have time to elaborate, but just to end off, this would say Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Tammuz is Gimatria Melech HaMashiach. Tammuz is Gimatria Lekim Chosh V'Latoyva. When the Shabbos is there for Kairach, who is Alderach Ha'oselovi, Tzadik Atomer Yifroch, is it the Hoyim in the Shabbos? The Mashiach of Tervida says, Shabbos Kairach is Gimatria Adder Yivne Beisoy Bekor.
I thought so. Thank you, man. Look at that.